Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim. We're in the middle of Perek Vav up to Mishnah He. Mishnah starts off and discusses different incidents where a person made a mistake and Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. HaPesach Sheshchoto Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbos. If somebody by mistake slaughtered a carbon Pesach, but he had in mind when he slaughtered the carbon Pesach for a different carbon, a shlamim, for example, shalom l'shmo, not l'shem Pesach, and it was on Shabbos, he made a mistake. It says the Mishnah, chayev alav chatas. He's chayev a chatas. He was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, he made a mistake. And his mistake was, he thought the same way you're allowed to slaughter a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, so too you're allowed to do it with other Karbanos, and therefore you are chayev achatas. Says the Mishnah further, Ushar kol hazbachim, what about other Karbanos which you're not allowed to sacrifice on Shabbos, and when Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, you slaughtered these other Karbanos, but you had in mind when you were slaughtering it l'shem Pesach. Shar kol hazvachim sheshchotan l'shem Pesach. You had in mind when you were bringing this other carbon l'shem Pesach. So then the Mishnah says as follows: Im einon ruyin, if the animal chosen for these karbanos were not an animal that would be appropriate to bring as a carbon Pesach. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that there are certain animals that you do not bring for a Karban Pesach, like, for example, you don't bring Minhag HaKevus, and you don't bring an Egel. There are specific animals that you bring for a Karban Pesach. So if the Shar Kol HaZvachim, which you had in mind for Pesach, was not an animal that was Roy for a Karban Pesach, then Chayiv, you would be Chayiv Achatas. However, in Ruyin Hain, if the animal that you erroneously bought for a Karban Pesach, but was originally another carbon, but you had in mind for a Karban Pesach, and it was Roy for a Karban Pesach, so then we consider it a Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah. He made a mistake in something that was a Dvar Mitzvah, because ultimately he brought a Karban Pesach, and he brought something that is Roy for a Karban Pesach. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer b'chayev chatas. We have a difference of opinion. Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayev chatas because Rabbi Eliezer holds, even in the case of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, in this case you would still be chayev chatas because you brought a carbon you shouldn't have brought on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, holds that this is better than a shogeg. This is a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, because he had in mind to bring it as a carbon Pesach, even though that's not the original, that was not the original carbon. Still, he says poter because it's considered Torah b'dvar mitzvah. And the Bartanur explains that he did, even though it was Torah b'dvar mitzvah, he did a mitzvah kol duhu. He did somewhat of a mitzvah, and he's not chayev a chiyev chatas. And the mitzvah that he did was he brought a carbon. Because ultimately, Rabbi Yeshua holds, he brings down the Bartanura, Rabbi Yeshua holds that any carbon that was brought, shelo lishma, not for its original intent, but it was changed to something else, is kosher. So he brought a kosher carbon, and the Pesach he had in mind for is mutter to bring on Erev Pesach, it falls on Shabbos, so therefore Rabbi Yeshua holds it to Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and your potter. So Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Yeshua and says, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, I'll prove to you that the logic is doesn't work. Ma'im ha-Pesach, let's look at Pesach. Shehu mutter l'shmo. If you brought it the Erev Pesach and you had in mind for Karban Pesach, it's mutter. You're allowed to sacrifice it. You're allowed to slaughter it on Pesach, on Shabbos. It's mutter l'shmo. Kishashina es shmo. However, we said in the beginning of the Mishnah that if you made a mistake and you had in mind for a different carbon, kishashina es shmo, when you change the intent, chayev, you'd be chayev a carbon, and that's on a carbon Pesach who is mutter to bring erev Pesach the fourth on Shabbos. Zvachi and other karbanos shehein asur lishman, that lichatchila in the first place you're not supposed to. There's no heter to bring these karbanos on Shabbos, it's Asurin Lishman, Kishashina es Shman, so such a carbon where you changed the intent and you had in mind for Pesach, Ein Adin Shehe Chayiv, surely that should also be Chayiv Achatas if you bought such a carbon on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua countered that argument and said, Loi, no. I'll give you an argument that proves just the opposite. Mamarta b'Pesach. If we say about Pesach, Shashina l'davar aser, that you switched over to something which is aser. In other words, you had in mind as you're shechting the carbon Pesach to shecht it for another carbon which is not allowed to be brought on Pesach. So over there you say, so that's different, but then Zvachim, Shashina l'davar mutter. Over there, as opposed to the Pesach, where when you had the wrong intent, you're having intent for something that's aser, by the Zvachim, you're having intent for a carbon Pesach, and that's something that's mutter. So that should be different. And therefore, you should not be Chayav Achatas. You should be Potter. It should be easier. It's not a good comparison, as Rabbi Yeshua was saying. Rabbi Eliezer tries to prove his case from a different case. He says the carbon tamid that's brought on Shabbos, the tamidim that are brought on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer says, emure tzibur, the carbonis tzibur that are brought on Shabbos, the emurim yochichu, they should prove my point. Shehin mutarin lishman, they are allowed to be brought and slaughtered on Shabbos, it's mutar, vashochet lishman, nevertheless, if you slaughter other carbonis and you have in mind for the shame the emurim tzibur chayev, you're still chayev achatas. So you see that proves against Rabbi Yeshua, that even though you had in mind for something that is mutter to be sacrificed in Shabbos, but originally your carbon being slaughtered was really a different carbon, you see you're chayev achatas. So therefore, the fact that you're having in mind, in the case of the Mishnah, for a carbon Pesach which can be brought on Shabbos should be no different than the carbon Tamid on Shabbos, which also can be brought on Shabbos. And nevertheless, by the Emurei Tzibur, we say that you're Chayav Achatas. So Rabbi Yeshua answers, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, that Emurei Tzibur is different than Pesach for the following reason. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Loi, im amarta b'Emurei Tzibur, if you're going to tell me that you're Chayav a carbon by Emuri Tzibur, where you had in mind other karbanis, Hashem Emuri Tzibur, Yechayev Achatas, he says that's because Emuri Tzibur, there's less of an excuse for him to be confused, for him to be taught b'dvar mitzvah. Why? Because Sheyeshlam Kitzvah, because there's a set amount. There are two kvasim, shnei kvasim that are brought for the karbanis Tzibur, the Musafim, on Shabbos, and therefore, once those two karbanis were brought, there shouldn't be any other karbanis being brought. So if somebody slaughtered another carbon and had in mind for the carbonis tzibur, he shouldn't have made that mistake. And therefore, he's chayav achatas. It should have been obvious. Pesach, on the other hand, there's no limit. There could be many, many carbonis Pesach. There's no set amount. Tomer b'Pesach, she'en lo kitzvah, there's no set amount. And so therefore, if somebody in the heat of the moment, because there was so much activity going on, and he saw a carbon, and he thought it was a carbon. He wasn't sure what it was, and he shechted l'shem carbon Pesach. He's more excusable than the case of the Emurei Tzibur, because it's more likely for somebody like that to get confused, and therefore, in that case, Rabbi Yeshua holds that he would be potter from a carbon. Rabbi Meir says he disagrees with the assumption of Rabbi Eliezer earlier. And he says, "Af hashochet l'shem emuri tzibur." So too, somebody who would sacrifice another carbon and have in mind the shem emuri tzibur erroneously, he holds that he would actually be potter from a carbon. And the Martinur tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rabbi Meir, and not like Rabbi Eliezer. With this, we end Mishnah Hey. Continue on with Mishnah Vav. Mishnah continues, Shchata Shalola Ochlov. If a person sacrificed the carbon Pesach, and we're talking about, again, Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, and he sacrificed the animal, and it was not for people that are able to be Mekayim achila bekazayas, like we said, an elderly person or a sick person that is not able to eat an achila, which is defined as a kazayas, and he sacrificed a korban for such people who can't be mekayim b'mitzvah, v'shalolim nuyav, or people that were not originally appointed to be part of or counted as part of a group, or la'arelin, people who are not circumcised, even if they're Jewish, but were not able to be circumcised because they had brothers who died machmas mila, and therefore they were not allowed to be circumcised. Nevertheless, there's a specific law that someone who is uncircumcised cannot partake in the Karban Pesach, and you slaughter the animal for those such a group of people, v'la tamei, or people that are tamei, who are also ineligible. Chayev, you're chayev achatas, because there was no exemption. The exemption of bringing a Karban Pesach, even on Shabbos, is only if it's being brought for people that are kosher to partake in the Karban Pesach, but not for any of these categories. However, what if you slaughtered the Karban Pesach for a group that included both la'ochlo v'shlo la'ochlo, people that are capable of being mekayim the mitzvah by eating an achila b'kazayas, and people that are not, limnuyev v'shlo limnuyev. You slaughtered it for people that were counted as part of the group in advance, v'shlo limnuyev, people that were not counted as part of the group, la'mulin v'la'arelin, for those who are circumcised and those who are not circumcised. So you did it for both groups, both categories of individuals, tohor and v'latmei, and people that are tohor and people that are tamei. In that case, potter, you're not chayiv a korban chatos, because at the end of the day, the korban pesach is a kosher korban. Then the Mishnah continues, shchotai v'nimtza balmum. If you slaughtered the animal and it turns out that it was a balmum, there was a blemish that disqualified from being brought as a korban, you are chayiv a chatos for bringing such a korban on Shabbos. Why? So the Batanur explains, because he is somewhat guilty for being negligent, because he should have inspected the animal, and since he didn't, it's not an onus, it's not something where he had nothing that he was able to do about it to prepare himself. He is a shogeg and he has to bring a chatos. Shchata v'nimtza, what if he slaughtered the animal v'nimtza and it turned out it was a trefa? It was considered an animal that, because of an internal blemish, was not able to live beyond a year, but it was not in an area that he would have been able to tell without slaughtering the animal. Like, for example, some kind of tumor in the brain. Trefa baseser, it turned out it was a trefa, but seser in a hidden place where he would not be able to tell just by looking at the animal without having to slaughter it first. Potter, he's not chayev echatos, he's considered potter because there wasn't anything he could do about it, and there was no way for him to know that this was a problem. Shchotei, what if he slaughtered it v'noda, and then he found out after he slaughtered it, shemashua ha'bailam asyadam, that the owners decided to be counted as part of a different carbon, and they removed their involvement from this particular animal, oshemesu, or the balim, the owners that he originally was designated to slaughter the animal for, died, oishenitmu, or they became tamei, but at the time he was assigned to slaughter the animal, he didn't realize any of these disqualifications, so he went ahead assuming that everything was okay. Potter is potter because here he's considered an ones, he was not negligent, there was no way for him to know that the status changed, and he's not obligated to look for these kinds of things that are not necessarily shchiach. The Mishnah tells us because when he went ahead and did the Shechita, he did it Bershus, and he's not considered negligent for not knowing about any of these incidents that occurred after he went forward with the Shechitas HaKarban. With this, we end Mishnah Vav as well as Perek Vav, and look forward to continuing with you next time with Perek Shvi.